This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Denise Fennell, Program Coordinator for the Certified Master Food Preservers of Douglas County. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
How long have you been involved in preserving food and things like that?
Preserving foods, I've been involved with that for about 10 years, actually with the program, about 5 years now.
So what caused you to get involved?
You know, I've got this natural tendency to love food, so went to culinary school, and then I thought, you know, I'm doing my own garden, why not learn more about preserving my own foods, the vegetables, the meats, and everything else? And once you start, you can't stop. It's wonderful.
What's the advantage to being able to preserve food as opposed to just going to the store and buying it later?
Well, when you think of different things, like we all think of the emergency as being like an earthquake, but you know, we had the snowmageddon last year. You couldn't get to the store. We have COVID-19 now, which makes it difficult to shop with social distancing. And the biggest part about it is you know exactly what you're putting into your food. So you can season it the way you want. You know your product is a good product, particularly if you've grown your own fruits and vegetables. So it's a wonderful advantage to have a stock of home canned foods in your pantry.
What kinds of things do you grow in your garden?
In my garden, I've done green beans, I've done tomatoes, asparagus, artichokes, apple trees. I've done pretty much everything you can probably grow except okra.
Wow. I'm not sure okra even tastes good.
I agree with you on that.
Not sure about that one, although I am learning to eat more vegetables. So talk about how the Food Preservers program works in terms of what things you offer to people.
So what we offer is that every one of our volunteers is a certified volunteer. They have to take an 8-week training course. And then we have our hotline that we run every season that starts in July through October. And this is a hotline number that people can call and get their questions and answers regarding safe canning recipes, not just something they found on the internet. Many of those recipes are not safe to actually use. So when they call us, we can talk them through procedures, whether to water bath, whether to pressure can, how long, etc.
And one of the things I remember, because my mom preserved foods and did canning and all that stuff when I grew up and had a garden, et cetera, and we had to eat vegetables, but that you've got to do the pressurization or however you term it. I mean, you've got to do that just right, because if you don't get the process done quickly, the food doesn't last.
Exactly. But not only that, but you stand a very high risk of getting botulism, which is not something anybody wants to contract. So that's why you have to make sure that if you're doing low acid foods like vegetables and meats, that you're pressure canning them, and you have to pressure can them for a specific amount of time. So we always tell people, before you start your project, call us. We're happy to make sure that you've got the right procedures to make sure that your food is safe.
Has canning changed much over the years in terms of what you do, or is it very similar?
It's similar, but what we've learned with modern science, as science catches up with us, that back in 1970s, when we canned our tuna for 20 minutes, we realized that that's really not a safe time. We're now up to 100 minutes for canning tuna. So the science catches up, we get more technology, and we learn more about what's happening within the jars.
Wow. So how many people are involved in the Food Preservers program?
In our program here in Douglas County, I have 41 volunteers. Each one has to recertify. They have to take a test and pass their test and everything. They're the ones who volunteer on the hotline. So anytime you call the hotline, you are getting a certified master food preserver.
And how does the hotline work? When's it open?
It's open Monday through Friday. We, here in Douglas County, we take the calls on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday morning. The lines then switch over to Lane County on Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, and Friday. And so because we're in our 40-year anniversary, the calls this year with COVID-19 and everything else, it's hopping.
And then are you taking Lane County calls early in the week?
We take calls all over the United States, including I've taken calls from Ireland, Australia, England, France, and China.
Wow. So this is all integrated in with a sort of a bigger group.
It started off as a 541 number just for Oregonians, to call. And then they saw the need when they were getting calls from other states. So that's when we did a toll-free number. And now that toll-free number is advertised. And when you look for Home Food Safety Hotline, our number comes up.
Wow. So the people that get involved in the Food Preservers program and get the train, are they kind of a lot like you in terms of they've already been doing some of this and gotten to a higher level of knowledge and kind of want to help more people?
In most cases, yes. But we do have some people that are new to it. They've found out about, you know, home food preservation by taking one of our community classes, and they think, wow, these are great volunteers. I like these classes. I want to be more involved. So I have a couple of people who are very new to canning who are now huge canners, but they're very involved in the program and volunteering and stepping up and, you know, enjoying helping others do the same thing.
How do these classes work?
The classes work, well, of course, this year was a different year. We start them in March. They end in mid-June, and they run every Monday. They have to take an 8-hour course. They have hands-on labs that they have to do. They have homework they have to do, testing throughout the entire certification process, and then they have to take a final exam.
Wow. So a lot of training, a lot of effort.
Yes, and continued training. We even do continued education for all of them.
And what's your favorite part about doing this food preserving, canning, et cetera?
I love the fact that I have a product that I know what's inside the jar. I have food that I like to eat and want to eat. It saves me time in the long process. I don't have to sit and think, oh my gosh, I need to run to the store because I need to go pick up meat for stew because I already have 15 jars of stew canned and processed and sitting in my pantry. So it's nice to have that pantry full of your own foods, not over-processed foods or foods that you don't really know what's inside of them.
Now, is the hotline, is that open on the weekends as well?
No, on the weekends, if you do call, it will go to a voicemail, and your call will be picked up on Monday. So if you're going to do a project on, you know, Saturday or Sunday, I recommend calling on Friday, making sure that you've got the right information before you start that project.
Anything else people ought to know about Master Food Preservers?
It's a great organization, and if anybody's interested in learning how to process foods and learning how to, you know, can your own foods, dehydrate your own foods, freeze-dry your own foods, give me a call.
And what number should they call you at?
We have the toll-free hotline number, which is 1-800-354-7319.
Denise Fennell, Master Food Preservers of Douglas County, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
839 at News Radio 1240, KQEN.
Attention.